Yep, Corey Moen.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. I'm Larry Griffin with the Willis and Herald. Hope you're having a good day.
Oh, yeah, it's a good day out here in the oil field.
Yep, so I hear you got fifth place in a marksman competition.
Yes, it was the state marksmanship competition that we have every year. The National Guard, it's a Guard-affiliated shoot. You have to be a member of the National Guard to shoot in it. They do encourage civilians to come and watch, but only National Guardmen can, and Air Guard can shoot in the state shoot.
Okay. How did it feel placing so high in the rankings in this competition this year?
It was a good feeling. You always wish that you could do better, and you always try and come away with as much information to make you a better shooter to be able to bring it back to your particular unit and help train other individual soldiers to become better marksmen.
Okay, so you wish you could do better, and you like to get advice about how to do better so you can take it back to other marksmen.
Actually, you talk to a lot of the shooters down there, guys that have been shooting it for a long time, and different techniques and different holds and different information. You take it all in and be able to apply that to the fundamentals of your training the unit to get them ready for their yearly qualification and so they're more proficient with their weapons on the battlefield. Did I lose you?
No, I'm just writing it down. All right. So when you say when you want to take it back, like just lower officers, other officers, like are they on the same level as you, or?
There's all different ranks. Everything from the private first class, private E1, all the way up to majors and colonels that are shooting alongside of us.
No, I mean, like when you said you wanted to take back information, you meant like the lower officers who you're trying to help train, right?
When those of us that are on the marksmanship team, when we go to these shoots, we train all the units. We're considered the unit subject matter expert after, I'm a little bit ahead of a lot of the other guys because I've been fortunate enough to go to the squad designated marksman school. I'm actually a squad designated marksman, which means that we're trained to shoot with our M16 rifle out to ranges upwards of 600 to 700 yards.
And all right, wait. Can you go back a little bit? So you said that you were a subject matter expert, and what did you say after that? What rank?
I'm classified as a squad designated marksman.
Okay.
I went to the school as a squad designated to the school for squad designated marksmanship.
All right, and then you said you shoot. What kind of gun you shooting?
We shoot rack grade M16s and M9 pistols.
That's Ractor 8. How do you spell that?
No, rack grade, like RACK, rack grade rifles, which is
rack grade.
Yep.
Okay.
Which the definition for that is basically the rifle that you're going to go to combat with.
All right. So, you said that you always could improve. What do you think you could improve on after this time to do better next time?
Well, what the improvement you get, the more you shoot, the more feedback you get. And that helps create your data book, which we call a dope book, which is your dope stands for. Data on previous engagement, you're able to put more information into that book, and the repetition of doing it helps you be able to make better wind calls and distance calls when you're shooting.
Okay. And that's what you feel you could do better next time? You want to make, like, better wind and distance calls?
Just a general overall, how can I put this? A person is always wanting to improve, and every time you get time behind the rifle, you need to take advantage of it so you can become a better shooter and do better for not only yourself as an individual, but to help your team that you're shooting with, and to bring back that information and knowledge and share it with your unit.
Okay, and why do you think it's important to have competitions like this, just to, like, be ready, prepared, know what you're doing?
Definitely. It's a camaraderie builder. And it helps instill pride in the North Dakota National Guard when we go on to regionals and win at regionals. And then again, when we go on to the national shoot, the Winston P. Wilson, and do well there. I got invited to the national shoot this year, the Winston P. Wilson, and it's like being in the minor leagues and getting called up to the majors to go to that shoot.
Okay.
And I shot on which is, we had three teams that went to the national shoot, and we finished 7th nation for a team of four guys that shot at the national level for the first time.
And you were on that?
Yes, sir.
All right, congratulations.
Thank
you. So, let's see here. All right, I think that mostly covers it.
All right, sounds good.
So, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.